This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKeon. Federal authorities have arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and Trump Tower in New York, in attacks inspired by the Islamic State group. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, and they were arrested in different states last week. A federal public defender, where Molina did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is now sending in state troopers and sheriff's deputies to Portland for the weekend to help police on the state's largest city monitor competing Saturday protests. The right-wing group Proud Boys is holding a demonstration, and counter-protests by liberal groups are expected. Brown said she is giving leadership of policing in the city over the weekend to the commanders of the state-run police and local sheriff's office. Portland has seen violent protests for more than 3 weeks following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They went into a loom during recent wildfires, but resumed this week. Breonna Taylor's family is demanding that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and transcripts of the grand jury that led to no charges against police officers who killed the black woman during a March drug raid at her apartment. As Taylor's mother stood close by, her lawyer said that they have seen the evidence and there is much the Attorney General Daniel Cameron got wrong. This is VOA News. South Korea said Saturday it will ask North Korea to further investigate the shooting death of a South Korean official as public and political outrage over the killing grows. South Korea said it would call for a joint probe into the case if the North is needed. In a rare move Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apologized for the fatal shooting of the South Korean fisheries official, saying it was meant to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. The apology came a day after South Korean officials said the North's soldiers killed the man, doused his body in fuel, and set it on fire. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine Friday evening, killing at least 22 people on board. The aircraft crashed while trying to land during a training exercise, according to the General Staff of the Armed Forces, Ruslan Kamchak. The Panama Canal Authority is now saying that it's won arbitration ruling on Friday for $265 million to be returned to it from a consortium that built the third set of locks for its transoceanic waterway. The authority cited a decision from a Miami-based arbitration board, it said, was issued on Friday. Google's parent company has reached a $310 million settlement in a shareable lawsuit over its treatment of allegations of sexual misconduct by executives. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest in 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andy Rubin received $90 million in severance pay, though several employees filed misconduct allegations against the shareholder. Or against him, shareholders' lawsuits followed, and in 2019, Google launched a board investigation over how it handles sexual misconduct allegations. Alphabet Inc. said Friday it will prohibit severance package for anyone fired for muscle or is the subject of a sexual misconduct investigation. The late U.S. Supreme Court Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman so honored in America, making history as she did throughout her extraordinary life. The flag-draped casket of Ginsburg died last 87.